everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 77, Extended Evening Hours. And this is something at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
I feel like I have extended evening hours a lot.
Can I ride Tron or anything fun with your extended evening hours?
No, I'm just talking about in life.
Oh, yeah.
Every day feels like extended evening hours. No, this is the good kind of extended evening hours.
Exactly.
Park yeah. hours.
We took advantage of this special offering at Disney World when we were there last month. And we thought, you know what? We got some insights and some experience that we thought we'd share with our listeners.
It's really pretty cool because for a long time now, the parks have been doing early access hours, right? Where 30 minutes before normal park hours, Disney resort guests have been able to enter into the parks 30 minutes before people that are not resort guests.
Right. Yeah.
And so this is a little bit different. It's kind of the flip side of it. This is an extended period of time after the park closes for guests of deluxe Disney resorts.
Right. And so the morning folks are anyone that's at a Disney resort or a Good Neighbor.
State Farm.
Yeah. Is that our sponsor? Do we have a sponsor yet?
I wish State Farm, they got money.
So anyway, we did stay at a deluxe villa. So it's a deluxe hotel or a deluxe villa, Disney resort that, qualifies for this extended evening one. And, I was just so excited when I looked at, the park hours, and that's one big, tip I would say is you'll have an idea of park hours a few months before your trip, but check it again that they don't change things up. So even I think it was a week or two before our trip, they extended the regular park hours. So the night that we did Magic Kingdom, actually our extended evening hours started an hour later than, you know, it was posted a month ago or, you know, a month beforehand. So anyway, check park hours. Because this definitely would affect regular, you know, park goers, these extended evening hours. It would adjust, you know, when you would normally be able to stay or leave from the park.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool. So to tell you a little bit more of what it is, basically during this period of time, only guests of a deluxe Disney resort are going to be able to stay and participate in any attractions. So
at one resort per night, and it's usually one or two a week that they offer this, but yeah.
Yeah. At one,
park. Yes.
Yeah.
Park.
Yeah. Threw me off. I'm like, wait a sec, what?
I'm sorry.
yeah, one park per night. So it's not like this is happening at all of the parks at the same time. So, so what's kind of cool is let's say the park closes at 7 o'clock, or in our case, I think the park closed at 9 o'clock, Magic Kingdom closed at 9 o'clock. But instead, they had extended evening hours until midnight.
Right.
So from 9 o'clock to midnight, the only people that were in the park able to access attractions were going to be deluxe resort guests. And that's really kind of cool because if you've been there for the early morning hours, you know that since that's all of the resorts plus the Good Neighbor resorts, that actually can be quite a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
There's been times, and I've talked about it on this podcast and on the other podcast too, there's been times where I was not staying at a resort and watching everybody else go in. By the time we got to go in just 30 minutes later,
was painful.
Some of the queues yeah. were already pretty
very
long.
Very full.
It was very disappointing. Yeah. So that's one of those pro tips. I always say, if you can, you're going to get some big advantages by staying on property. That's my preference. But now we have the opposite effect of it, which is there's a lot of people already in the park. And then once extended evening hours come, if you're going to go get in line for a ride, they're actually going to scan your park ticket or your Magic Band from people in your party before they let you get in line. So they're kind of stopping that flow. And because there's only a handful of deluxe resorts, the crowd is going to be naturally limited.
Yeah, my goodness. And so I asked, so I'm a travel agent I can book travel for Disney or Universal or other places. And so I asked other agents, you know, what is extended evening hours like? You know, like, is this going to be, you know, worth me planning our days and our times around or not? And people said it's like ghost town. And I would agree. I felt like it really, really emptied out for those last, was it three hours?
The park closed at 9, but stayed open till midnight. So we had 3 hours at Magic Kingdom.
Okay. And was it the same? Was it the same at?
And it was the same at Epcot as well. No, Epcot closed at 11, not midnight.
I think it's 2 hours then.
Yeah.
So it was 9 to 11 at Epcot, and then it was 10 to 12 at Magic. Anyway, where was I going with this? Oh, Ghost Town.
Ghost Town.
Yeah, it, you know, I was like, okay, is this going to be worth it? So just to know the history a little bit, I'm backing up a little bit, but it used to be called Extra Magic Hours, but that ended in 2020. And so now
this I remembered Extra Magic Hours.
Was it magical?
Yeah, it was Ghost Town.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're obviously going to rule out kids, you know, families with small kids. Most of them are not willing to deal with really tired kids. And so that's already going to eliminate those hotel guests.
And it's easy to spot the ones that are because they're having meltdowns by this time.
That's right. So the other thing I'll point out is if you're wondering, you know, where extended evening hours are offered, from what I can see, and they only post it out about right now, they're posting 3 months out. So the only places that they're posting are at Epcot and Magic Kingdom. So if you're like, oh, I really hope Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom offers extended evening hours, probably not going to happen.
I'm going to tell you, you're not ever going to get it at Animal Kingdom. That park doesn't stay open late. The animals go to sleep.
Right.
They want to let them go to bed. I mean, think about it. It's hard enough during the regular park hours to get the lions to come off of their perch on the safari. They ain't coming out at nighttime, and you're not going to be able to see them anyways. It gets kind of dark. So it's not going to happen in Animal Kingdom. Hollywood Studios, maybe, possibly.
I guess we should also point out, if they ever did Animal Kingdom, they do limit which rides. So like Carousel of Progress, we couldn't do that one with extended evening hours. So like not every single attraction is open during this time period.
And the same goes, by the way, for food and food stands, right? Typically, you'll actually start seeing a lot of, so for instance, there really are not advanced dining reservations during those hours. A lot of the quick services will start to kind of close up, you know. It's very similar, I guess, to when there is a Halloween or a Christmas party.
Right.
Is kind of what you get.
I felt like there was more stuff open, though, as far as food, maybe. But maybe that was just my imagination.
Yeah, well, I said they start to close up. So it doesn't mean they're all completely closed, but
Yeah, so just again, you know, this is the trend right now. I don't know what it'll be in the future, but Monday nights, and that was our experience, Monday night, it was from 9 to 11 at Epcot, and then Wednesday night, it was from 10 to midnight at Magic Kingdom. And we utilize both of those experiences. Just if you're wanting to picture my spreadsheet for our trip, we got there Monday and we did the extended evening hours on Monday at Epcot. And we were still in the momentum and excitement of the trip. And so we got up early Tuesday and we did Hollywood. And we ended up leaving kind of early, probably like 5 or 6, which is pretty early for us from Hollywood. But we felt like we were at a point where we were happy with the day.
We were done.
And then, Rock and Roller Coaster was down. If that wasn't down, I feel like we would have been there a lot longer. And then Wednesday, we utilized the extended evening hours at Magic Kingdom. By Thursday, though, I knew we were going to be tired, and that was a resort, sleep-in, relaxed day. So I guess that's just kind of my caution is, yes, you're going to have a great experience. You're going to be able to do a lot of stuff. That with the extended evening hours, just know and think about the following day and what the implications are there.
Now I want to talk about a little different, I feel like, bonus that came with extended evening hours, right? We decided to experiment. And by experiment, that means that on those days we were at the parks that had extended evening hours, we did not purchase Genie Plus.
Right, that is right.
Now, for those of you that have been listening to us for a while, you know we're actually pretty pro Genie Plus. We are anti the cost of it, but we're pro get it because because it does really help you efficiently maximize your time there in the park. But the thought was maybe we didn't have the necessity of buying Genie Plus if we knew that in the evening time there would be attractions that we could just go and we could get what we wanted.
Like Frozen, we just kind of walked on that, which is the way we like to do that when
it was empty. And the pro tip for that one was actually we went and we walked on right when the fireworks show was starting, which we'll do that in another episode later, but was super lame. So we weren't missing anything.
I don't even know the name of that fireworks show. We tried. We were like, let's give it a try. And it wasn't
like
for
5 minutes in, I still hadn't heard any Disney music. Anyways, that's another show. We'll have to talk about
it. If you're a regular guest or whatever, you could not go during the fireworks to get on Frozen.
That's right.
You would have been.
They were going to check your Magic Band, right? Yeah. And so we pretty much walked right onto Frozen. And that was, I love that ride. So that was a great bonus for us because while we were there in the park earlier in the day, the average wait time was between 75 to 95 minutes.
Right. Yeah. So we really did feel like we could make the most of our time without purchasing Genie Plus, which, you know, when it's a family of six, it's a big decision to make. It's not inexpensive to buy that. So I felt like we did everything. Throughout the day, I didn't do Test Track. I just choose at the end of the day between Test Track and Soarin'. But I feel like we really need to get to the most exciting part about extended evening hours and what we're able to do three times.
So when they have extended evening hours at the parks, what they will do is they will open up an additional slot for an individual lightning lane for those paid attractions, right? So the ones we're talking about right now are Tron, Light Cycle Run, and Guardians Cosmic Rewind. And so what that means is if you want to have what I call the perfect day, and that means it comes and you are able to attain the Holy Trinity, right? Riding it three times, because remember, you're ordinarily limited to a maximum of two. You would grab your virtual queue, then you would purchase your individual lightning lane for regular park hours. And then once extended evening hours start, they will open up another slot after 6:30 for you to purchase for extended evening hours until the end.
Yeah.
Right at 6, 6:30, okay. And so we were able to do it for both Tron and Guardians. We accomplished the Holy Trinity twice.
And those were just such great rides. And we only had to pay to do it once. You know, we had to pay for the individual lightning lane, but then we were able to do virtual queue twice.
Yeah.
Because of the extended evening hours. So obviously we're DVC, so like ours is paid for, but you know that if you're paying for a deluxe resort, in a sense, you are paying for that second virtual queue, but you're staying at a great resort.
And thanks for correcting me because I spoke that wrong. They open up a second virtual queue, not an individual item. So you don't have to buy your way on twice. You only have to buy your way on once. It's a second virtual queue that opens starting at 6 p.m., which means that, you know, let's go listen to our other episodes about how to get in the virtual queue, but again, we timed it. We worked it out. You get your atomic clock. You be in a spot where you've got great signal and snag it.
I mean, I don't know why, but those are just some of my highlights from our trip. So when we got the virtual queue at Epcot that day, we were in the DVC lounge, which is a perk where we're able to get drinks and snacks and relax.
It's in the pyramid,
glass pyramid. And I think they were trying to get us out. They're like,
yeah, because
really?
The lounge closes at 6. And at one point, about 10 minutes later, they're like, you get better signal outside than you do inside. And I'm looking at my phone and I'm like, well, I've got full bars, ultra wide band. I'm staying here.
Yeah, we were going to stay right until 6. But yeah, it was just a neat, you know, experience. My kids are very excited that we were able Randy was able to get that second virtual queue because it's not guaranteed and it will fill up. So I will say, for me, the extended evening hours, it was nice to be able to do Guardians three times, but I do feel like riding Guardians, the whole from the time you get in to the time you get off that ride, it's like 45 minutes, even if there's not, even if you're basically right to the front of the line. It's just, you know, it's a process to do the whole ride, which I get it. There's a great story. All the special effects, you know, before you even get on the ride are amazing. But I felt like it just ate away so much of our 2 hour.
Yeah, and that was a thing. It was a little bit of a bummer because that's probably the slowest I've ever been in that line before.
Yeah.
Which was amazing to me because there weren't any individual lightning lanes at that point. But one of the things that I think was happening was they were only operating one side of the ride.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was in those evening hours. And so there was fewer people getting in. The queue was just a lot slower. Our plan had been that we were going to go do both Test Track and Soarin' because it was the last day for Soarin' over California.
Right.
At the end, you know, you went with the two older. I went with the two younger. The two younger wanted to go to Test Track. And so
you had just done Soarin' over California.
And I just did Soarin' over California a couple weeks before. Yeah. So that was okay. But it did take a long time. So that's the second thing you should know. Remember, it's a virtual queue. So you're going to get the full queue experience. It's not a lightning lane.
Yeah.
You're not going to go straight to the front like you ordinarily would. You have to go through the whole thing. Now, having said that, kind of the opposite experience at Tron. I felt the virtual queue when we did Tron actually moved right along. We walked pretty much through the whole thing right on.
Yeah, our Magic Kingdom day. Well, the other thing about our Magic Kingdom experience is we devoted 2 days to that park. And so I kind of cut out at like by 11:45, the two older were done. And so we kind of just went shopping and you and the others went on Big Thunder Mountain or something.
Mountain. We walked through the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was one of those things we kept passing stuff. We actually had a chance to stop and watch them. They were testing Tiana's Bayou adventure. And so they were sending logs down Splash Mountain and it was coming out. And so we stopped and watched and took some video. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. For whatever reason, I guess it was the third day of our trip and we had just run out of steam, but I think we also knew, hey, we're coming back and having another park day here. So me and the older two kind of were done earlier. So anyway, I just thought it was interesting that we didn't feel like we had enough time at Epcot. And there's so many less things to do there. And then with Magic Kingdom, we utilized the time, but we were just tired. Because that one was from 10 to midnight. So it was just a little bit longer or later.
Funniest thing about that, right? And we didn't leave. We did close the park down. But funniest thing about that is y'all were so far ahead of us. We did a couple rides, watched some stuff and everything. And yet we still got onto the exact same monorail that you were on to go back to the resort.
I think that was the night that I got my
popcorn
mix because, you know, there's just I am really good about not getting in long lines, knowing that there's better times later. The one exception was Joffrey's at Hollywood Studios. I wasted like 40 minutes waiting for a donut, which wasn't even that good that one day. But I feel like other than that, I am very good at watching. So like the popcorn at the confectionery can have a crazy long line. It's a long process for them to make your customized mix.
You waited 40 minutes for a Joffrey's donut.
Remember, you were kind of a little bit huffy, I think, sitting over on that bench that morning at Hollywood Studios because it wasn't worth it. It took too much time. But all that being said,
must have blocked that out.
That was what I got. I got my popcorn mix that that night. So delicious. That's one of my favorite snacks. Anything else from extended evening hours? I feel like there's still photographers.
Yeah, you got your photo pass photographers out there. I mean, basically the park is pretty much fully working. There are going to be a few attractions typically with some of the shows that are not going to be operating. Some of the food and carts and stuff, they'll start to close down. There's no ADRs, but I mean, you get the park experience with a much, much smaller crowd. Like, it's not a ticketed event per se, right? Other than your hotel stay.
Right.
So if you're going to be staying there already, I mean, it's built in. You should fully take advantage of it. Such a great opportunity to maximize your time. Technically, if you want to, save a little money. You can skip Genie Plus perhaps for that day.
Yeah.
And, you know, get to do a whole bunch of stuff in the evening time.
Well, and the other thing I would say about that, the Tron experience for us is compared to Guardians, it was, you know, it was very quick, the whole experience. But I will say you're going to almost be guaranteed to be able to do it at nighttime, right?
Because that post 6 o'clock,
yeah.
I mean, in the summertime, right, it doesn't get dark until about 9 o'clock, but you got pretty good odds, yeah, that you'll get a boarding group that's going to be, you know, after dark. That's the best time to ride that attraction. Yeah. That's the best time to be in that pavilion. So cool. It was a lot of fun having the kids watch for when the pavilion would turn orange.
Yeah.
Right. that was cool.
Yeah. And we got to Seven Dwarfs. That was the time. I think that was the one and only time we did Seven Dwarfs for our vacation during that 10 to midnight hour too. So yeah, just,
that was what, like a 25 minute wait basically.
Right. Which is pretty reasonable.
Basically a walk on for Seven Dwarfs. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, if you are headed to Disney World, I'd be happy to give you some tips or even help book your trip. Reach out. I'm on Instagram. We're on Instagram, Whistle While You Work podcast, and we'd be happy to help. And we'd love to hear your experiences or if you've ever done extended evening hours. So y'all have a good one.
Bye.